We go now to Sindiswa Busuku, who won the Ingrid Jonker Prize for her poetry in 2018, the first black South African to do so, currently a lecturer at UCT's English department. Sindiswa, a very good afternoon. It's lovely to talk to you again after I did so for the first and only time to date about your winning the Ingrid Jonker.
Oh, it's so lovely to have the opportunity to talk to you. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
What did you think of Amanda Gorman's poem and performance of the poem?
Sure. You know, I think the poem was in line with the spirit of the moment. I think it spoke directly to the moment. It was beautiful to have a youthful voice present, pointing to futurity, pointing to hope, pointing to really important ideals that I think for many Americans, were brought home and were she spoke to those ideals with such conviction, and I think that Americans and I think even globally, she stirred many people. So I think it was a really beautiful moment, and who she is and what she represents was powerful to hear, and it was powerful to see.
And what it does for poetry, because I mean there were some very, very big musical names: Jennifer Lopez, Lady Gaga, Garth Brooks, the country star who joked that he was the only Republican at the inauguration, and the New Radicals reforming. And there was a lot of really big name presence there from the art world. And yet what most people are talking about is Amanda Gorman and her poem and her delivery of that poetry. And I wonder if that's a sort of 24-hour, 48-hour wonder. But I mean, how often has Anderson Cooper interviewed a poet on CNN? Not terribly often, I would venture. Yeah. And so, does it potentially create something, it's a bit melodramatic to say, a seismic shift in the way that poetry might be brought more into the mainstream? Or what do you think, Sindiswa?
Sure. That's a big one. I don't know. See, we're going to have to see what this moment means. I mean, there've always been important poets, or there've been poets that have been important to the popular imagination and has made the transition onto the mainstream. At home, we have our Dylan Schlopez, who's an incredible praise poet. We have the Koleka Pitumas, who've become very much a mainstream figure in the South African literary landscape, along with others who haven't been so popular in terms of the mainstream, but who have still had a really, really important voice. And one of them being, of course, Ingrid Jonker, who was so important to us. And in America, they've had Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes, and now we've got this amazing young woman. I don't know if this is a moment that's going to cause a major shift. But what I do know is that poetry, although it's one of the arts that doesn't get as much recognition as, say, music and film, for example, there is something to be said for the way in which when a good poet comes along, or when a poem that is significant to the spirit of the moment, when that comes along, people pause. And the fact that that particular moment is the moment that's on everybody's lips right now, I think the power of it is that poetry has the ability to make people pause. And I think that that was achieved. I think that there was an attention to detail and a world building happening in that poetry, and an energy that was generated in that poem that I think stirred people, but also caused people to pause in the chaos of what we're living in. And I think that that's the power of poetry, and it's always been the power of poetry.
Yeah, I read out a poem by Fionnuala Darling, who was part of the panel that gave you the Ingrid Jonker Prize for Loud and Yellow Laughter 3 years ago. And it was a poem that she wrote for the moment when that awful COVID death counter moved over to 2 million, and she was worried about the fact that we were talking about numbers, not about the people who made up those numbers. And in those eight lines, she says in that poem, she distills so much into those eight lines, and poetry gives you pause, and poetry also distills into the absolutely stark and elemental. But I mean, you know, Loud and Yellow Laughter, how many? It's a wonderful collection of poetry. It won the Ingrid Jonker Prize. How many volumes has it sold? You don't have to tell me, but I guess not many. I mean, you mentioned Koleka Patuma. She's amazing in that she prints volumes of poetry that sell literally thousands, where most poets are delighted if they get to 300-400 sales I mean, it is a much under, well, I don't know that it's an underappreciated art. It's an undersold art. It's an art from which you don't realize much investment, shall we say.
And I think that there's an incredible sense of intimidation that people feel when it comes to poetry, that, you know, that poetry is supposed to, you know, hold some sort of higher truth, or, you know, and, or that you've got to have a degree to know how to read it, which is unfortunate, because I think that for a long time there's been a sort of idea that poetry is some sort of elitist art form, or, you know, you've got to be a special type of reader to appreciate it. And I think that that misconception has hurt poetry a lot. And, I think that, yeah, the readership for poetry it's a very small pool, indeed. But hopefully that will change.
Do you have a second volume coming, or have you published one and I missed it, in which case I need to put myself in the naughty corner?
No, you didn't. You didn't miss anything. No, there's a second book coming. It's on the way. I'm just taking my time. No need to rush.
Okay. Well, please let me know when it's out so I can get hold of a copy and talk to you about it and get you to read some of the poems. Thanks very much for talking to us, Sindiswa Busuku, who's a lecturer at the UCT's English Department. And her volume of poetry, debut volume, Loud and Yellow Laughter, won the Ingrid Jonker Prize for Poetry in 2018.